Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, we're talking about hell today. We've been talking the past 2 days on hell. It actually comes from a Reddit subreddit, from the Catholicism subreddit. And the question was all about whether or not priests should talk more about hell. I found it fascinating, and I've been reading this every program, Tuesday, Wednesday, again, to remind you. Should we ask priests to give more sermons on hell? And I told you actually the proper term is homily, because a homily is based on the readings. A sermon is a moralizing statement. And at Mass, we give homilies. I feel like Christianity has been watered down, to be honest. I've been going to Mass weekly since 2016, and I've never heard a sermon on hell. Never. I know it's an uncomfortable subject. This goes against a core message of the gospel, which is hell. Okay. Should we ask priests to give more sermons on hell? And I've talked to you this week about what it is the Catholic Church actually teaches. And I've also said one of the fascinating things that I personally believe is that the people who may end up in hell are the ones who are telling other people that they are going to hell because they are so mean, they are unloving, and they are committing grave sins, such as the sin of detraction, which I explained to you. St. John Vianney considered that one of the worst sins in humanity, detraction. Do you know it's another form of detraction which he didn't experience at his time, but we experience in ours? Cyberbullying. Cyberbullying is a form of detraction. It's one of the worst sins in the Bible. And if we're going to preach on hell, then we should, which I have, we should tell people that, yes, cyberbullying is a way to end up in hell. It is one of the worst sins in the Bible. It's not even a crime in some states. It is a crime in Massachusetts, by the way. It's not even a crime in some states, but it is a grave evil sin. People don't always talk about that. One of the things that you'll always hear is people will talk about certain people going to hell because of certain sins that are common today or whatever. But if you're going to talk about people going to hell, you have to understand who goes to hell, and you have to understand that, you know, if you're going to call a sin is a sin that'll get you into hell, then make sure you're accurate in that list. Someone once said a while ago, and I'm absolutely against this, that we should memorize what mortal sins are. I mean, specific sins. This is a mortal sin. This is so that you avoid those sins. No, we shouldn't. First of all, because the list will be limited regardless of what list it is. I'm sure on the list, cyberbullying, I haven't seen the list, but I'm sure on the list, cyberbullying isn't one of them because people don't necessarily consider that a mortal sin. That is a mortal sin. It's the sin of detraction, and it is also a sin that Jesus condemned, obviously not cyberbullying by name. But he says, if you get angry with a person, then you're actually, that's a form of murder. Now, what he doesn't mean, all of us get angry. And St. Paul says, when you get angry, let your anger be without sin. But what it means is to allow your anger just to destroy another human being, just to completely destroy that person. Well, you can do that easily. And cyberbullying is one of the ways to do it. So if you have a list of mortal sins and cyberbullying isn't on it, then that's not a complete list. But the problem with having a list of mortal sins is that this list can also, it can have you focused on not committing sin. The commandment is to love God and love neighbor. It is not to sin. And the reality is, if you're going to love God and love neighbor, you're going to be focused on that, which is going to focus you away from sin. If you're going to love your sin more than God, then that's the path to mortal sin. Remember, the people who go to hell are people who have unrepentant mortal sin. And remember what I explained when people said, you can go to hell. There's someone online that says that all the time. You can go to hell for one unrepented mortal sin. The operative word is unrepented. It's not mortal sin because God forgives all sins. So you also have to be careful of the sin of presumption. Well, God's going to forgive me, so I can do it anyway. I don't like this person, so I'm going to cyber bully this person, but God will forgive me. No, that's the sin of presumption, which is the pathway to a lot of sins. So you don't want to walk down that path. But the operative word in that statement that you can go to hell for an unrepentant mortal sin is the term unrepentant. It's when you refuse. It's obstinate of heart is another term that's used by the church. It's being obstinate, saying, I refuse. And I said over the past 2 days, I think some of the people who will find themselves in hell are the people who are pointing to all the other people saying how they're going to hell, and that they consider that their mission. Those people are going to hell because they don't see their own sin and they don't see their own destruction. And so they are so filled with anger and hatred that they're committing the sin of detraction, they're cyberbullying, they're attacking, and in doing that, they are committing grave sins. And if you told them that they are sins, they would tell you, no, those aren't sins. We're living the gospel. No, you're not. You're committing grave sin. So you want to be aware of that. What is the term that Jesus says? He says, by their fruits, you will know them. So the people who are led closer to Christ by the fruit of the action seeking to love God and love neighbor, those are the ones who will experience heaven. The ones who are driven from Christ by the attitudes of others, those are the ones who are showing by their fruits they are not doing God's work. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can check out the website, check out the archives of the show. And you can also connect to the parish through there. You can send us comments, you can send us questions. If you have topics that you'd like to discuss with us, you'd say, gee, you know, and you should talk about this or that or the other thing, please let me know. You can send it to CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can go to the website and click on where it says contact. You can also send us a letter, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. So I'm continuing this. This is a three-part discussion on hell, and it's based on, you know, someone saying maybe priests should speak more about hell. Well, be careful of that, because for one thing, people who do not want to hear about hell, but they do want to hear the gospel, are going to be resistant to anything on hell. That doesn't mean you don't say it, but it means that your words are going to bounce off them. And I told you, some of these people are the meanest people on the planet in the name of their so-called Catholic faith. Let me give you, a great line to keep in mind. And it is this. This is what Jesus taught. Where your treasure is, there your heart is. So if your treasure is your relationship with God, there your heart is. If your treasure is in something else, there your heart is. I've told you that there was this horrible poster that was out back in the 80s. I don't know if it's still around, Justification for Higher Education, and it showed people. It was kind of a joke, but it wasn't. And it showed this mansion with a 5-car garage, and they had, you know, these very expensive brands of cars that are there. And this was Justification for Higher Education. Go back. Where your treasure is, there your heart is. So if you're going through higher education, and this was at a Catholic college that I saw this, among other colleges too, but it was a Catholic college, if that's where your treasure is, then that's sin. Bottom line, if that's where your treasure is, that is sin. Now, if you are rich because of what you do or whatever, the whole bit, that's not a sin. But if your treasure is in becoming rich, that is a sin. You see what I mean? Because where's your treasure? Your treasure is not in God. Your treasure is doing whatever it takes to get what your treasure is, which is just in that poster, justification for higher education. Oh, I used to hate seeing that on a Catholic college. It doesn't belong there. There is no reason for it to be there. But we won't go there because we just won't go there. So anyway, but you see that we're called to have this attitude of loving God and neighbor, and our love of God and love of neighbor needs to challenge the culture around us, not in a way that we're condemning people, but where we're saying, hey, did you ever think this was a sin? I just talked to you about cyberbullying, but I just talked to you about having an attitude that the reason why I go to college is so that I can make lots and lots and lots and lots of money. And I know that there are people that A, don't go to college for that reason, and two, have found that's actually not the way it works. As they find out, yeah, they promised me lots of money. It didn't go anywhere. Do you see what I'm saying? So as you can see, it's how you seek to love God and love neighbor. And if you love something else more than God and you pursue it and you consider it more important and that becomes the center of your life, well, that's a form of sin. And ultimately, you may find yourself in hell because you said, I don't want God. I want whatever it is that you want. So you see, that's a teaching on hell. And I've talked about it for 3 days. And it's an important teaching to know, but it has to be done correctly. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.